Hello and welcome back to the Rope Access and Climbing Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey Stevenson, and today we're talking about confidence over cocky. If this is your first time here, please make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. So stay tuned.
Step into your harness and get ready for a podcast about the vertical world.
Thank you everyone for tuning into today's episode. If you're new here, I am Mikey Stevenson. I am a rope access instructor. I'm also a rock climbing instructor and an avalanche safety training instructor with the Canadian Avalanche Association. Now, here on this platform, I talk about all things rope access, fire rescue, trying to dive into some arborist things. So if you're an arborist, reach out to me. I want to talk to you. And recreational side of things. Now, today we're talking about confidence and cocky and, unfortunately, things that I've encountered myself. We've also going to be talking about how it relates to different industries that I've been part of. So, let's dive in. All right, well, today, like I said, we're talking about being confident or cocky. Now, being confident is a great thing. Everyone wants you to be confident. But it's a very fine line between cocky. It obviously has a lot to do with how you present yourself. Now, myself included, I have fallen into this category of being cocky. Now, this is going from the transition of being a rock climber before I got into rope access, and my risk tolerance was much higher, much higher than your standard level 3's kind of risk tolerance. So, at the end of the day, it kind of got me in a little bit of crap. Now, it took me a long time, and I fully anticipate that there are definitely some people out there that still believe that I'm cocky. Now, at the end of the day, I hope that I don't present myself as a cocky individual. I try to be as humble as possible. I try to answer people with as much of a neutral stance on conversations as I can. And try to tell it as it is, as much as I know it. Now, if I don't know something, I'll do my best at saying I don't know something, and I'll try to get the information for you. I don't know everything. I'm human, just like everybody else out there. Now, as a level one, as a level two, I definitely encountered this problem of being cocky. I was a little bit better of a climber than a lot of people. I'm a tradesperson, so I had experience that a lot of people didn't have in the early days of rope access here in Canada. But it wasn't because I didn't try to be cocky. It was just a way that I ended up presenting myself. I'm not proud of it, but it wasn't until I was a level three where I had to really focus on that ability to switch it on or off. As a recreational climber, or I was a rope access climber, my risk tolerance changed, and to this day, my risk tolerance has subsided substantially. But that's where it started for me. I know a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people in training fail their rope access course that are rock climbers because they're just super confident and, you know, that perspective that they're cocky. And it really sucks because, yeah, they could be an amazing climber, but their risk tolerance is slightly higher than what a lot of people will accept. Now, in the recreational side of things, this definitely carries through. Now, as a avalanche safety person, I've had the pleasure of teaching avalanche training and have had to talk about the human factor. And human factor in the avalanche safety is a big part of why people get caught in avalanches. Unfortunately, the reality is if there is one female in the group, the likelihood of a avalanche occurring is much greater than if it was just strictly males. Now, I'm not picking on females at all. I'm actually picking on the males between the ages of 18 and 24 because, you know, they got to basically fluff their feathers up and prove something, like, kind of one of those situations like, hold my beer, watch this. Now, please, I don't encourage you to go drinking and go backcountry skiing or ice climbing. Please don't do that. But, you know, kind of the same mentality. Now, you know, we've all walked into the bar. We've all seen that one guy that decides to just say, hey, hold my beer, watch this. It usually doesn't end well for them. And this is usually the same situation. So, you know, don't let that happen to you. Now, this is my kind of point to you, the viewer, the listener here, to kind of take a look at yourself in the mirror. How do you perceive yourself? I know that we work in a very small industry. And if you give off that perspective that you're cocky, it will follow you through your career. And it'll take a lot of work to overcome that within the industry. It's just like, you know, if you're on a job and you're a little bit rowdy or you are a little bit of a cowboy on the crew, everyone's going to know you as that cowboy or that reckless person. That's not a good thing. Okay. You may be able to laugh it off and stuff, but it means that you are not as careful as one would like you to be. And that's the same for being cocky. When you're cocky and overconfident, that line is very, very small. Yes, confidence is good, like I said, but that line where you jump into that cocky category, it's pretty small. And you know, once you go to there, you start overlooking the basics of safety, overlooking, you know, the things that are going to keep you and your peers safe. It's that time where you start fluffing your feathers and whatever. And, you know, you got the blinders on, you're not thinking, you're not looking around, and you're just trying to prove yourself or prove something, whatever that may be. At the end of the day, we're not here to prove things. We're here to do a job. We're here to look out for each other. We all want to go back to our families safely at the end of the day or at the end of our shifts. As you can see here in my background, I am currently in Fort McMurray like I've been all year, off and on. And yeah, I still need to go home to my family and friends just like anybody else. So at the end of the day, we're trying to be humble. We're trying to get our job done. We're trying to get along with our crews. If you're on a maintenance job, yes, you spend more time with your coworkers than your family members. And that is absolutely ludicrous. But that's our life. We end up being in this position where we have to work more away from home than we get the ability to stay home. And that really sucks. So, you know, if you start getting those nicknames out there that you're reckless and cocky and stuff like that, you're not going to be able to keep jobs. You're going to burn bridges and ultimately, you know, be in a pretty bad situation. Okay. So anyways, that's all I really had for today. I don't want to go on and on and on about this, but if you're watching this on YouTube, let's start a conversation. Let's get this going. Find out what your situation is. Have you encountered cocky people out on your job? How did you deal with them? What have you done? And maybe it was you and, you know, you kind of hit that wall like I did and realized that, no, the problem's me, not someone else. You have to understand that at some point, you know, if there's a consistency, maybe you're the problem. Instead of everybody else is the problem. And for myself, I had that reality check. I looked in the mirror and realized that I was the problem. And I had to correct that before it got too far out of control. So anyways, that's my story. That's kind of where I'm coming from. I just want to shine some light on the conversation. So if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, obviously it's in the bottom right-hand corner. Hit the bell for notifications as I put out new content every Sunday, either a podcast or a tech talk. Obviously we've got some good fun tech talks coming your way. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel to be notified when those drop. Also check me out on Instagram. It's the place you will get the most up-to-date kind of what's going on, and tag me in your posts. I love sharing your content with the world. And if you haven't already, make sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.